This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. I've wanted to know for years, is this whole global climate change bunk? How much of it is it true? How much of it is false? One of the reasons we don't talk about it much here on Free Talk Live is that science, Free Talk Live is a talk show. Science isn't up for debate. So, Daryl, you brought in, there's some folks, some scientists have got...
Seven scientists
have taken all these studies, the 80 studies that have said that global...
Not all of them.
Excuse me, 40 of the 80?
It says about half.
So about 40 of the 80 studies that say the global climate change is bunk, and these are the 40 most popularly cited ones. They have looked at them and come to the conclusion that those studies themselves were bunk, so meaning that therefore the global climate change is likely, anthropogenic global climate change is likely true.
So the first, they made three main points. The first was that the climate change deniers cherry pick data, and they claim, well, they only looked at 4,000 years of history, not the 6,000 years before that. So therefore,
I don't think that's the strongest bunk. Point. I mean, I just kind of feel like, you know, 4,000 years worth of data is pretty good.
Right. Climate change deniers ignore basic scientific facts is the second claim they make. While most papers misconstrue or left out or simply ignored some core scientific facts, a handful of papers blamed climate change on the orbits of Jupiter and Saturn, but the researchers did not offer an explanation of how that could possibly be done in the first place. Other studies argued that greenhouse gases that fuel climate change, including carbon dioxide, don't drive global warming much beyond a particular saturation point, which would let humans off the hook for adding more and more to the atmosphere. However, that idea was disproven as far back as the early 1900s. The third point they make is climate change deniers can't agree on an alternative theory.
Well, that's not. That doesn't mean that climate change is real just because the opposition can't come up with a reason why it's not. That's like saying, you know, my God, the flying spaghetti monster is real because you don't have an alternative. That's
bold. But there's thousands of alternatives.
Yes, I understand.
But you don't agree on the alternative.
Right. That is bad. That is a bad reason right there.
Yes, I agree. They write, while 97% of experts agree that humans are worsening climate change, the other 3% could not settle on an alternative explanation. Nusatelli, who's the guy that headed up the team, says the 2-3% of papers...
Hold on just a second. They're saying that climate change is real, just that humans aren't the cause. So we're at nearly 100% of climate change scientists saying climate change is real. It's just we don't know exactly what the reasons are.
Right. I don't know anybody that's saying we're still in the midst of an ice age that existed 10,000 years ago.
I just want to make that clear because that not everybody who's listening even agrees that far. And
saying that you think there are people that are saying we're still in an ice age that existed 10,000 years ago and glaciers still cover the middle of the United States?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay, then that would be what you're saying. If somebody is saying that there is no such thing ever as climate change, that the climate has never changed in the history of the world, then that would mean that there are still glaciers in the middle of the United States right now.
No, there are people claiming that the climate has not warmed in the last 20 years. Johnson, weren't you quoting some numbers out there that say something to that effect, that the climate hasn't changed in, say, the last 20 years?
In the last 20, I don't know what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay. well, I mean, you know, I've seen folks say that in the last 10 years, there hasn't been, like, the warmest year was 2006. I don't know exactly what year it was, and it hasn't been warmer since then, and, you know, things like that. So, yes, there are definitely people that are making the claim that it's not getting, you know, that the world isn't getting warmer. Now they're not claiming it's still an ice age. That would be taking it to the other extreme. They're just saying in the last 20 years, we haven't seen a marked increase in temperatures. Whereas when I see, you know, oceanographic scientists talking about the seas becoming more acidic, when I see the Northwest Passage has opened up in Canada, they're taking boats north of Canada and the variety of things, I see, well, look, looks like the world's getting warmer. I wonder why. People say Mars is getting warmer, too. That suggests it's not humans. People say the sun's warmer. Okay, that's interesting.
There are solar flares that happen, and there's direct evidence that links various warming trends to solar activity. And that partially explains why the ice caps on Mars have melted and then refrozen. So the person that headed up this team of seven scientists and meteorologists says the 2-3% of papers that reject the consensus are all over the map, even contradicting each other. The one thing they seem to have in common is methodological flaws like cherry-picking, curve-fitting, ignoring inconvenient data, and disregarding known physics. The researchers say science is constantly evolving and changing, so no area of research is ever really finished. However, science is based on evidence. Enough evidence leads to a theory, and a theory that survives when it is tested over and over again, and the evidence continues to support it. Then the scientific community comes to a consensus on that theory. That's how 97% of experts came to agree on the theory that climate change is fueled by human activity, a conclusion that's been over a century in the making.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the both sides are overstating and that's what I've said all along. It seems like yes, there's some effect from humans on the environment.
Yes,
that seems to be the case. No, I do not think that it is going at the. If we don't turn this around in the next 5 years, all human life will be wiped out in 30 years. Like these kind of radical claims that have been trotted out.
Right, like some of the Al Gore theories that he trotted out in an Inconvenient movie.
Never watched it.
Where he, well, one of the things he had said was, I believe by this year, Washington, D.C. was going to be completely underwater.
Yeah, well, you see, one of the problems with making claims like this is that at some point or another, somebody can show you that it's not true. I mean, look at Back to the Future, for instance.
Yeah, that was not trouted as a documentary.
Well,
Al Gore's movie was trouted as a documentary. Now, Idiocracy, on the other hand, is clearly a documentary.
May very well be a documentary.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
So that's the end of the article. Basically, that's it.
The claim is anthropogenic global warming is real because the people that say it's not have different theories and they don't agree.
Yeah, I don't. And
so therefore, we're right and they're not.
I find it slightly convincing, but not terribly convincing, you know?
Right.
I mean, at this point, I already had the position that anthropogenic global warming was real. I just don't know how real it is.
I would say on the micro level, it can be seen. So, for instance, a lot of the stuff happening in California is directly because of human involvement in the environment. So you've got lakes and you're drawing all of this water out of the lake, and then you've got a drought added on top of that, and it's like, there's no more water in the lake.
It's going to be a bad day.
You know, that's obviously connected to humans, but is the fact that people are drawing water out of lakes and diverting water from rivers that go to the lake, does that cause a severe snowstorm in New England?
Well, the claim is that they're taking a bunch of fossil fuels out of the ground, and I'm not even sure that fossil fuels are made out of fossils, but fossil fuels are being taken out of the ground, burned, carbon's being emitted as a result, and the atmosphere can't handle that much carbon. One thing they don't mention is that in a environment of extra carbon, trees and plants do better.
Yes.
So I don't think that ever gets figured into the models. And I think that's one of the reasons that it's not things aren't occurring as quickly as the doomsayers are saying. What are your thoughts? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Or you can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. And the landline is 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and address the myriad of issues that we've covered this evening, from global warming to the border wall to the vote being rigged to the new car bubble. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. Or LRN.FM on Skype.
So the real question is, what does the new car bubble smell like?
I don't know. We'll see. Let's go to John calling in from Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Try it again. John, you're on Free Talk Live. For some reason, I can't board up. I can't put John on the air. I don't know what's happening here.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
I've never understood why people think it's important whether warming is anthropogenic.
Okay.
Man-made or not. It seems to me that the things that are important are, is warming happening? Is it dangerous? And is there anything that can be done about it?
Right. I think that's what the anthropogenic part sort of answers to some extent. If humans are causing it, and I think that this is one of those areas where I can say, if we are causing it, because, you know, Ian is hating the word we.
Because Ian's not a human?
Well, I don't know. We'd have to do some tests.
Would Ian argue that he has a low carbon footprint?
I don't know.
Don't include me in your we. I'm not causing global warming.
But if we are causing global warming, then we would be able to turn it around. If we are not causing it, then, you know, we wouldn't, I think, might be the idea behind that.
But that doesn't sound right. I mean,
no, it's not right.
Would still be unknown whether we could stop it or not. So I don't think it's really that important. I think what's necessary to understand, I think the temperature of the world is probably going up in a, you know, mid to long term trend. Is it dangerous? You know, how dangerous it is pretty unclear. But, you know, I mean, maybe, you know, libertarians, maybe you guys could think about, well, if you thought it was really dangerous and you know, the only thing, you know, what would you want to be done about it? If you thought that, say, within 50 to 100 years, you know, it's going to be a massive problem unless, like, major actions are taken now. So what would you favor then?
I don't have an answer.
Yeah, I don't have it. My thought on this is the same as my thought on, like, there's some asteroid that's going to smash into the planet and destroy things. Like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Lasers.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you look around the world today, like, the lion's share of the carbon dioxide production is going to be coming from the developing world, like China and India,
right,
and Brazil. And so what's the option here? To lock them down? You know, to go to war with them? I don't know.
It's also kind of unfair because, you know, the United States, when it was an emergency economy, got to do whatever it wanted as far as carbon goes. But now you're going to tell someplace like Bangladesh that, hey, you don't get to take the same path the United States did.
I mean, the ridiculous thing about this whole thing is that this problem is going to solve itself. Period. The efficiency of solar cells is doubling every 2 years. Within the next decade, everyone's going to be using solar cells to power everything. Period.
Unless I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a second and say that you're correct, unless governments intervene to protect the oil companies and basically hinder the solar economy from actually happening.
I don't know, man. I think they can try, but once the technology exists, it's energy. I mean, it's going to be self-powering. It's going to be a self-powering phenomenon. I mean, it's one of these things that's something that can't be stopped.
I'm hoping 3D printers can make solar cells at that point. At some point, that seems like that must be the case. And
sure,
if that's the case, then we don't need their power grid anymore.
Right.
Well, I've seen stuff where there's YouTube videos that shows you how to make a solar cell out of, like, recycled aluminum cans and plexiglass and something else.
That might be to heat water, but that's not going to provide electricity.
No, there's some kind of way that you're hooking up a battery to something and doing it. And it, like, the claim is it works. I've not tried it.
I don't know how many aluminum cans you need to power your house, but
thousands.
It's going to be many, many aluminum cans.
Yeah, so it's not like, you know, take one recycled aluminum can and put it here.
This digital clock.
Three beers a day for a year.
I can
so it's like, you know, a giant stack of aluminum cans that the guy has to start the video. So, you know, like, it's possible, not necessarily easy.
John?
Yeah. What drives me crazy is seeing politicians put forth programs and proposals that garner more power for them, but don't actually do anything to won't actually accomplish anything towards their supposed goal of stopping global warming, which makes you think that maybe they don't really have any concern with stopping global warming at all, but rather with just collecting political power.
It does seem like the – thank you so much for the call, John. Appreciate it. That does seem like what they try to do is in every circumstance, but, you know, this is no different, is, oh, look, here's a crisis. How can I use this to benefit me and my donors more? And then that's what they do.
I'll create carbon credits.
Right. Carbon credits are a perfect example. Solyndra situation where this company's given all this money and then finally goes under. It's just like a bunch of people got boats and left is essentially what appeared to happen. I don't know. When will we stop saying, oh, there's a problem, let's turn it over to the government? How many times do you have to be screwed? I mean, I guess the problem is that the people who are asking for the solution aren't the ones who are getting screwed because they don't have money enough to really be screwed.
Right.
You know, like the amount of money that the government takes from poor people is inconsequential to the government, certainly, and to some extent to the poor people, too. Whereas the money that they take from rich people is much more consequential. If you want to see how divorced somebody can be from results, you give them other people's money to spend and don't let them, don't have them, have any repercussions for the results.
Right.
At that point, when it's like, it doesn't matter what you pick, and you're not spending your own money, it's like, give me 9 of them in chartreuse. You know, like, whatever. It's always going to be that way.
Yeah, and to sort of explain the way these carbon credit things sort of work, Mark, you're a pig farmer.
Yes,
you've got pigs, so it'd be akin to, all right, we're creating bacon credits, and every man, woman, and child gets the same number of bacon credits. And, well, I don't have any pigs. I don't own pigs. So I have no use for my bacon credits that allow me to raise things to be turned into bacon. But I have these things. So, well, what do you know, Mark? You need more bacon credits. So I sell my bacon credits to you. And then government gets a cut of all of the transactions of theirs. So Al Gore gets rich. You get more bacon credits. And I'm still left without any bacon.
It's just another tax. 855-450-3733.
Where's my bacon?
855-450-free. Free Talk Live.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Daryl.
And I'm Jonathan.
855-450-FREE. You know, we've been all over the board this evening, from global warming to a border wall to the vote being rigged and new car bubble. And you can call in and comment on any of that. But I want to tell you about how you can help to maintain your privacy online. So privacy is important while you're on the Internet. You need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it even gets to your internet service provider. So ProXPN does all that right, does all of it right, offering OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. There's even Linux support. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. ProXPN has even more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. You actually save more with Bitcoin. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. You keep hearing about our online privacy getting infringed, so go to ProXPN.com now, use promo code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right. So I got here from QZ.com. Apparently, the Marines have done a little testing regarding mixed-gendered squads, and they don't look so great. Overall, the report says that all male teams and crews outperformed mixed-gendered teams and crews by 93 out of 134 tasks evaluated. All male teams were universally safer in each tactical movement. On lethality, the report says all male riflemen infantry squads had better accuracy compared to gender-integrated squads. There was a notable difference between genders for every individual weapon system. That includes the M1, the M27, the M203 within the squads, except for the probability of hit and near miss with the M4. So all male infantry crews served weapons, teams engaged targets quicker, registered more hits on target as compared to gender-integrated infantry, crews served weapons teams, and the exception of an M2 accuracy. And all-male squads and teams and crews and gender-integrated squads, teams, and crews had a noticeable difference in their performance of basic combat tasks of negotiating obstacles, evacuating casualties. For example, when negotiating the wall obstacle, male Marines threw their packs to the top of the wall, whereas female Marines required regular assistance in getting their packs to the top. Bringing casualty evacuation assessments, there were notable differences in execution times between all male and gender integrated groups, except in the case where teams conducted a casualty evacuation as a one Marine fireman's carry of another, in which case it was most often a male Marine who evacuated the casualty anyway. So it turns out that this advocation for women in infantry and combat roles in the military might be a bad idea. I'm speaking as a fireman here. There are some women who can do the job, and there are all kinds of different jobs. But nature or God or whomever you wish to credit did not make the sexes equal when it comes to upper body strength. And
right.
So when you have a job that has to do with upper body strength, it's going to be a very unusual woman that is going to be able to outperform a pretty ordinary guy or group of guys. And I don't know why we have such a difficult time with that as a society. It seems like, yes, I'm all for any woman who can pass whatever the tests are, being in whatever the job is that they can pass the tests for. But I don't think we should have a different set of tests just because somebody has two X chromosomes, or whatever the reason might be.
Yeah, there definitely shouldn't be two sets of tests.
I don't want to make things fair for overweight people who are getting into the military. They don't make things fair for overweight people getting in the military.
But actually, I've heard that they're making the test easier because there are so many obese teenagers.
That may be because they are finding that they have to do that in order to get the amount of recruits that they're looking for.
The first thing they tried is lowering the IQ requirements.
They've actually raised them back up. That was before the economic downturn. Lots of people signed up after that.
Right.
So they did lower the IQ requirements.
Right. I'm saying that's the first thing that they tried.
They tried a bunch of things throughout the years. There was a time when they'd let people avoid prison or jail in order to go into the military. They've tried all kinds of things throughout the years. But this isn't – they're not trying this because they need people to fill combat roles, Johnson. They're doing this because somebody says it's not fair. And look, it is fair. It's as fair as it could be. At least they could make it fair. They could say, this is the set of requirements that it takes to be in the 509 infantry unit or whatever it is. And if you want to be in this particular unit, you have to pass these tests. And these tests include carrying a simulation dummy that weighs 200 pounds over your shoulders or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. But I can tell you that as a firefighter, matter of fact, I can give you an example. There was a guy's house who was on fire. I happened to be first on the scene, and the fire chief pulls up right behind me in engine one. He hands me the hose, sends me in, says, I don't care what you do, just put that fire out. Like, there's no instructions, no nothing. And, you know, I get the door open, the fire leaps out, I spray it down from the top to the bottom like I was taught. Fortunately, it was me and not some brand new guy, and I knew how to do it. But that hose I had to, in order to advance with that hose, if I wanted to take a step forward up the steps into that guy's house, I had to stop the hose, pull it forward, and start it up again. Stop the hose, pull it forward, and start it up again. Because the hose was pushing that hard. If that had been a I weigh just shy of 200 pounds, reasonably athletic at one point in my life, 44-year-old male, you know, like I can hold my own with a hose, as it were. That's going on, by the way. That's going to be going on Mark Edge Googling. But
Mark Edge Googling, how do you hold your own with a hose?
And then there's the real markedge.com. That is not me, people. He says outrageous things.
You also say outrageous things.
The Twitter, all he does is quote me, by the way.
So I take it these wonderful hoses cannot be turned partially off.
Yeah, they could be partially off. I mean, I would turn it down. Okay. It's just a throttle on the back. When I pull it back, it's open, and when it's forward, it's not. But in order to advance, I had to lower the pressure of the hose. So if somebody's not as strong as I am, they're not going to do as well. Now, women, when it comes to a hose, women can handle it by setting it down towards their hips. And that's going on Mark Edge Googling, too. So there's ways to handle it. But that also doesn't allow you to sort of lean forward in the way that you need to. So
I don't know if I can handle this hose. It's 128 feet long.
All right.
I've got to put it by my hips, and then I can't lean forward.
All I'm saying is
you gotta control the hose by straddling it good.
Some jobs that men are just better equipped for than women. And I'm sure there's jobs that women are better equipped for than men. Have you ever noticed that when you go into some office environments that women are overrepresented? I have this belief, maybe I'm wrong here, and I wish there was some study on it, probably is some study on it that I've never seen before, is are women more organized? Maybe. Why do they have jobs that are office-oriented more than men do? Is it just that those are the jobs that are left, and so therefore they tend to be overrepresented in those areas?
Nobody's possibly.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't even know idea.
I've done some research on the job sort of thing, trying to debunk the myth about women not earning the same as what men do.
You don't need to. Time already did that.
Right, but, you know, like, look at the fields where women are overrepresented and they make less than the jobs where men are overrepresented.
What are your thoughts? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Liberty HealthShare. This has been the solution at my house for Obamacare because I got to say, prices for insurance higher than we were prepared to pay. It was just it just cost way too much. And I didn't know what to do about it. Well, Liberty HealthShare, it was just a little over half what the cost of health insurance was. And you can pick your doctor, you can pick your hospital, and you don't have to participate in sort of the government's insurance mandated scheme. It's an opt-out. LibertyHealthShare.org. You're still protected, but you've opted out. LibertyHealthShare.org, 855-58-LIBERTY. So it's 855-58-LIBERTY, LibertyHealthShare.org. And we have been so successful for them that they are coming on long term, and I'm really excited. That means a lot of people have been helped in the same way that, you know, they're getting the same program that I am, or different ones. I mean, they've got different programs, but they're being helped like I am. LibertyHealthShare.org. Let's see. Oh, just a note. When you call in on Skype, there's no way for me to screen the call if you're so I do it through typing. You got to tell me what your topic is when you call in. So just type in your topic when you call in on Skype, and the username there is lrn.fm. Johnson, I remember. Let's see. We had some article about. Trump, was it Trump not winning the election? There's no way for him to do it.
Okay, so that was Daryl that mentioned that. So Nate Silver, who is a statistician for ESPN, has an article that came out earlier today that says, "Calm down, Donald Trump will not win the GOP nomination."
I was calm, and I didn't think he was going to. Go ahead.
Well, I'm trying, but the webpage is frozen and not letting me scroll down to the article, so I'm trying to kill time here. Nate Silver, you may recall, is the founder and editor-in-chief of the journalism site 538.com. He also correctly predicted... It's a website that deals with election stuff. 538 is the number of electoral votes.
You may remember that, or you know, you may not.
Yeah, I may not.
No idea what that site is.
I have no idea what that site is.
It's an election-related site.
Gotcha.
And 538 is the total number of electoral votes that are up for grabs during the presidential election. Nate Silver correctly predicted the winner of every state in 2012. So he correctly predicted which states Obama would win, which states Romney would win.
Which really is only predicting about 7 states. What are they, like 10 swing states and, you know, you're just trying to look at which way they're going to go.
Right.
And honestly, even in those 10, you know, 10 swing states, some of which are swingier than others, there's only a few swing counties. So you can really predict... pretty closely which was going to go. Here, I'm going to make a prediction for next year. Vermont, Connecticut, and Rhode Island will all go blue in 2016.
Yeah, that's not really much of a prediction.
Well, there you go. Next year I'll be able to say Mark Edge, who correctly predicted where the electoral votes would go for Vermont, Connecticut, and Rhode Island.
Yeah, no, this guy did it for all 50 states plus the District of Columbia.
All right, he's going to do some research. Go ahead.
So he is also one of the nation's top polling analysts. He told a journalist over at the 92nd Street Y in Manhattan, "I don't think Donald Trump is very likely to win the nomination, in part because he's not really a Republican. He's very far to the right on immigration, but he also wants socialized medicine." Silver says he wants to tax the rich, right? There's an alternative reality in which he decided to run as a Democrat instead. He wouldn't have to change his policy positions all that much. Trump is the current front runner for the Republican nomination, leading in both national polls and polls of key early nominating states, including Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
Trump's a diversion. He is a he's the flavor of the week. He's entertaining. He's a bear on a unicycle juggling beach balls.
That's offensive to bears on unicycles that juggle beach balls.
Yeah, well, they're not a big voting constituent, so I'm not worried.
I'm assuming, who do you think is going to get the nomination? Was it going to be Carson Fiorina? I mean, really, like, if it's not going to be Trump, who's massively in the lead right now, who's going to overshoot? Jeb? Because they're just going to make this thing fake? I mean, what's it going to be?
In 2008 and 2012, I just remember we went through presumed front runner after presumed front runner after presumed front runner.
That's not happening this time. It's been Trump.
It's been Trump for a while, and he's been exciting. But, we haven't even moved out of the summer yet. I just don't think it's...
Before Trump jumped in, Jeb was one of the presumed front runners. Rick Perry was a presumed front runner 3 years ago when people were prognosticating about 2016. So there's been a couple of presumed front runners, and Trump's been there for like the last 2 months. We're still 4 months away from the first primary election, so there's plenty of time.
Horrible thought for all the possible parodies here. When you said before Trump jumped in, and it sounded very lyrical the way you said that, and then I just realized that like there's any number of songs like "Daddy Mac will make you Trump," and it just any number of songs with the word "jump" where they can replace the word "Trump," and the possibilities are horrifying.
Silver says at this stage, polls would not yield much of an accurate predictive information, a claim some political observers have cited as reason not to take Trump's poll numbers that seriously. Silver says, people have not given the candidates more than 2 seconds worth of attention. Calm down. It's not a tennis match where you're going back and forth all the time. Just keep calm. He cited recent history as proof that candidates in September did not typically hold up. Hillary Clinton was leading the Democratic primary race in September 2007, but she went on to lose to then-Senator Barack Obama.
She's leading now, too.
Yes, and she's probably going to be leading into an indictment over some corruption with the email
really look,
server
does
thing.
Does it really look like that?
Yeah.
It does?
Yes.
Okay. At this point, then, you're talking about either the Byrne or Biden.
Biden's not even officially jumped in.
He's not officially jumped in, but he's really got his – he's got more than his foot in the water.
There's that Harvard professor that just jumped in the race for the Democratic.
He's going to give up his position once he gets the money out of politics. That's an issue candidate. Issue candidates don't win.
Right, but, you know, he might wind up getting some support, pulling votes from people that are realizing, you know, Hillary's a sinking ship.
I don't know who the Republican nominee is going to be.
If Biden becomes the nominee, I will spend every single time I am on this show reminding people about the Rave Act. Every single time.
And what's that, him not
He's
wanting people to
He's responsible for the Rave Act, yeah. It's it's the act that basically says that if you have a loud music party that you can be shut down, essentially. Specifically targeted raves, but it doesn't have to be limited to that. And it's basically, you know, it's something about drug use. It's just essentially to target any loud music event.
Well, the fact is that people don't pay that much attention to issues. They're much more concerned with these negative attack ads when the time comes. When Biden, if Biden gets the nomination, the negative attack ads are going to be full of him groping people's wives and daughters and sisters right there on stages without people caring. The guy's he's the creepiest candidate out there. And
yeah.
I got to say
that... Touchy Uncle McTouchy Fingers?
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. Clinton, Sanders, these guys are all very interesting, but they're not going anywhere. It's the Republican primary is the race to look at this year. I don't know who's going to win, and I'm not saying that they're, you know, many of them I find more dangerous than the Democrats, but... It doesn't change the fact that that's where it is.
Silver also predicted that if Trump's support did not erode, that the Republican establishment, which vehemently opposes Trump, could still work overtime to change the rules for the primaries to make it more difficult for Trump. He reminds people that the nomination process is not purely Democratic. It's the party's process to bestow. The fact that the Republican Party establishment hates Donald Trump isn't a very good thing. The party has to give you the nomination. And this is me speaking, not Nate Silver. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party are private institutions, private clubs with private rules. So, you know, it doesn't matter who votes how in the primary. It matters what their rules are at the convention.
You think Trump's going to pull this off? 855-450-3733. Are you a rabid Sanders fan? You think he's going to do it? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Want gold, but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
Last Friday, Allison Cohn made her status FBF to a pic of me as a pipsqueak. Awkward. It got 59 likes. And 12 comments. Impressive, Allie. Geico also has a comment on your Flashback Friday. Did you know Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years? Bet you didn't even know they made cars back then. And if you think your flashback is awkward, you should see our pic. Hashtag blurry. Hashtag over 75 years of savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with
the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.